Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
LaQuantz, are we ready for machine intelligence to determine how much companies should pay for insurance?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Insurance companies are already using computer algorithms to determine how much companies should pay for insurance. The question is, can technology do this on its own, or does it still need to be paired with real-life human underwriters? As part of the Wall Street Journal series, The Quants, we look at the progress insurers have made using technology to determine coverage. Joining us is the Journal's Leslie Sism. Leslie, first, let's make this as simple as possible. What exactly do we mean by quants?
Quants is short for people who are experts in quantitative analysis. This can include a range of types of data scientists and other people with advanced degrees in computers. Often they've gone through rigorous engineering programs.
Well, first, let's take as an example AIG, American International Group. You describe them as one of the original financial quants. What exactly do you mean by this? What do they do?
AIG, like all insurance companies, has its basis in the study of numbers, the study of large numbers. This was historically done by the people known as actuaries. These are very sophisticated mathematicians, statisticians, and they take a lot of exams to get good at being an actuary. So the insurance was built on things like mortality tables, and that's some, you know, the basic quantitative analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So insurance companies sort of had the lead on everybody in studying numbers, using data to run the business. In more modern years, the insurance companies fell behind a lot of Wall Street, trading shops, and other places as they adopted the newest, much more sophisticated computer techniques. So we've reached a point that a lot of insurance companies feel they have to go beyond their traditional actuarial work and start hiring these people like data scientists who use much more involved processes that rely on supercomputing power.
So how would an algorithm work with an insurance company such as AIG?
Insurance companies are trying to figure out how to make all these things work. In general, predictive analysis and this quantitative analysis works best with types of policies that are very commonly sold, like think car insurance, because there's just tons of data, you know, millions of car accidents. There's just lots of data that can be put into a computer. The data can be studied and for relationships and prices established. So now the insurers are trying to figure out what other lines they can use these techniques with and where they can and they cannot.
Now, this is not being done at this time anyway. This is not being done solely with an algorithm. I mean, they're not experimenting with that. They're still pairing it with human underwriters, aren't they?
With car insurance is pretty much done with algorithms and computer programs because you can go online and buy it from any number of insurers and get a price instantaneously. Well, that's a computer. That's a program that's checking with a lot of databases very quickly and pulling out a price for you. So insurers have figured out they also can work with small businesses to get the policies they need, and they can pretty much do that online pretty quickly. And a couple of insurers, including Berkshire Hathaway, have a online automated process right now, and AIG has one in conjunction with Hamilton and Two Sigma. So AIG now is trying to extend beyond that because it has a huge base of mid-sized to large insurance policyholders. So AIG is trying to figure out where it can best use this quantitative analysis. It has concluded that it can use this analysis in conjunction with underwriters.
I'm speaking with Leslie Sism of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, New regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Leslie, you mentioned AIG. They're sort of leading the pack at this point. Other insurers have made progress on this front as well?
Yes. In fact, Progressive, the car insurer, it was actually one of the most successful in this field, and it in the 1990s was using some of these techniques. So AIG has often pointed to Progressive as a model here. So AIG is not alone. There's something of an arms race going on as a lot of big insurers pour money into this area. Liberty Mutual, Travelers, Chubb said in its most recent shareholder letter that it's spending quite a bit of money in this area. So a lot of insurers are trying to figure out how to make use of the latest techniques.
Go into this a little. You write that analysts and executives say these computer algorithms, they work well for standardized policies, such as for homes, cars, and small businesses. So the bigger the business, the more uncertain it is?
The bigger the business, the more nuanced its risks are. With car insurance, the insurers are dealing with with car insurance, there are millions of accidents whose characteristics can be plugged into computer programs. And the damage is somewhat similar from, you know, it's a range of damage that they know is going to happen, from fender benders to very, very serious totaling of vehicles with some bad bodily injuries.
Yeah.
But the damage and the injuries repeat over and over in car wrecks, unfortunately, every single week of the year. With AIG's bigger customers, like you could have an oil rig that's out in the middle, you know, deep into an ocean somewhere, and it may explode. I mean, how many of those explosions do we have?
Not very many.
So there's just not as much data to put into your computer to find patterns from. So that's what AIG is, and some of the other big insurers are struggling with, is with their bigger clients, the risks are just more unique. The damage is more unique, so there's just less data for the data scientists to work with. I mean, that's their name. They're data scientists. They need lots of data.
Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.